Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into some declassified CIA documents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really fascinating stuff. And
CIA documents, huh?
yeah, they're based on this 1995 UK news article, and they're all about the US government's exploration of
Okay.
psychic spies and
It's psychic spies.
remote viewing.
Really?
Yeah, and
This is gonna be good.
get ready for some seriously intriguing stuff here.
All right.
We're talking military programs,
Okay.
secret bunkers,
Uh-huh.
real life psychic training,
Wow.
and even a connection to the KGB.
I mean, you might think all of this is science fiction, you know.
Right.
These documents reveal just how seriously the US government was taking this whole psychic espionage research.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking about, a few fringe experiments here.
Right.
Multiple branches of the military, including the DIA, were involved in this.
To really grasp why they invested so much into all of this, right?
Yeah.
Imagine yourself as a lone soldier out in the desert. Enemy forces are closing in.
Right.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, right?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's the kind of scenario that really got a lot of people interested in this whole psychic espionage thing.
Yeah.
What if we could just see what the enemy was doing, no matter how far away they were?
Right.
And, the Cold War was really raging back then, and
Yeah.
there was a real fear of a psychic gap with the Soviet Union. They were worried the Soviets might be ahead of us in using these psychic abilities for intelligence.
Oh, wow.
And that could have created a whole arms race that nobody wanted to be a part of.
So who were these so-called psychic spies? Were
Right.
they just random people claiming to have powers?
No, not exactly.
Oh.
One prominent figure was this guy, Ingo Swann.
Okay.
He was an artist.
An artist.
Yeah, he really caught the attention of researchers over at the Stanford Research Institute.
Wait, an artist?
Yeah.
That's not who I'd picture leading a psychic spy program.
It's true.
Wow. And then you've got the program at SRI,
Okay.
led by Hal Puthoff. He was a laser physicist.
Okay.
And that program had its own, intriguing story.
Yeah.
At first, Puthoff was a total skeptic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He even poked fun at the idea of all this psychic phenomena stuff.
Wow.
But as he started conducting experiments with Swan and others, he became genuinely curious, and
Interesting.
he started to see some real potential in these abilities.
Do we have any examples of these early experiments, like things that really turned heads?
Oh, yeah. There's a great story about an experiment where they gave Swan just the coordinates of a location and asked him to describe it.
Okay.
And to everybody's surprise, he accurately described this very unique feature,
What was it?
a giant magnetometer.
Wow.
And this, along with other successes, really got the intelligence community's attention.
So these anecdotal successes, did they turn into actual government programs?
They did, exactly.
Bruh.
One such program was called Grill Flame.
Grill Flame. Yeah, it was established by the Army's Intelligence and Security Command,
Okay.
also known as INSCOM.
INSCOM.
And
Okay.
it was later renamed Sunstreak.
Okay.
And that's where they really started training remote viewers.
Gotcha.
And these programs weren't just small-scale experiments anymore. These
Right.
were formalized initiatives with some serious resources behind them.
So how did they train these psychic spies?
Yeah.
Was it all meditation and like mystical rituals?
Well, while there were definitely some unusual elements,
Yeah.
it wasn't quite as mystical as you might think.
Okay.
They would give the viewers coordinates and ask them to just see the target location in their mind.
In their minds, wow.
Yeah, and they would describe it in detail, sometimes even sketch what they saw.
Interesting.
Imagine being asked to like mentally walk around a location, perceiving its layout, the people there, even the atmosphere.
Wow.
It required immense focus and concentration.
But did it actually work? Were there any real-life instances of these remote viewers actually providing valuable intelligence?
Well, that's where things get even more interesting.
Okay.
There are some pretty compelling anecdotes of apparent remote viewing successes.
Like what?
Well, for instance, they tasked a remote viewer with identifying a double agent within the CIA.
Okay.
And incredibly, he not only pinpointed the individual,
Wow.
but he even correctly identified that the agent was using a pocket calculator as a communication device.
A pocket calculator.
Yeah.
That sounds like something straight out of a spy movie.
It does, doesn't it?
Did they verify this through traditional methods?
They did, yeah. The information was later corroborated.
Oh, wow.
And it caused quite a stir in the intelligence community.
I bet.
The remote viewer Mel Riley was his name.
Okay.
He even passed a lie detector test when they questioned him about his experiences.
A lie detector test, wow.
So at least in this case, it seems like there was something more than just lucky guesses going on.
Were there any other notable successes?
There were, yeah.
What else?
During the Iran hostage crisis,
okay,
remote viewers were reportedly tasked with locating key facilities in Tehran.
Wow.
And the information they provided was considered very valuable by intelligence analysts at the time.
Wow.
And in another instance,
okay,
a remote viewer seemingly uncovered some financial misconduct by a KGB agent.
No kidding.
And even provided specific details that were later confirmed.
That's incredible.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So we've got these programs,
right,
the training,
yeah,
and even some anecdotal evidence of success.
Uh-huh.
But who are the people behind all of this?
Right.
Give us a glimpse into the human side of this psychic spy network.
Okay. Well, one of the most prominent figures was General Albert Stubblebine III.
Go ahead.
He was a highly decorated officer,
uh-huh,
and he really championed remote viewing within the Army.
Interesting.
Stubblebine was so convinced of its potential,
yeah,
that he actually underwent training at the Monroe Institute.
Oh, wow.
Which is an organization known for its research into altered states of consciousness.
So a high-ranking military official seeking to develop his own psychic potential.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What about the other remote viewers?
Yeah.
Did they undergo similar transformations?
Many did, yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't just about gathering intelligence for them.
Okay.
For some, it became a real journey of self-discovery.
Uh-huh.
It led them to question their understanding of reality and,
wow,
explore the very nature of consciousness itself.
But it's important to remember that this type of exploration wasn't without its risks, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of risks are we talking about?
Well, Lieutenant Colonel Jim Chandler,
okay,
he was another key figure in these programs.
Okay.
He warned about the potential for instability and even, you know, psychotic breaks among some remote viewers.
Oh, wow.
This wasn't a game.
Right.
It was a deep dive into the uncharted territories of the mind.
Yeah.
And not everyone emerged unscathed.
So were these programs ultimately a success or a failure?
That's a really complex question.
Yeah.
And to understand the full picture.
Uh-huh.
We need to delve into the next chapter of this story.
Okay.
So in the next part of our deep dive,
okay,
we're going to explore the emergence of a group they called the Witches.
The Witches.
Yeah.
Okay.
The introduction of even more unconventional techniques.
Oh, wow.
And the increased scrutiny that brought all these programs into the public eye.
Okay, I'm ready for part two.
All right. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into psychic spies. Last time we left off, we were talking about the origins of these programs, and we heard about some pretty mind-blowing,
yeah,
anecdotes of their apparent successes.
Absolutely.
Now, get ready for a twist, because a new group enters the scene.
Oh, yeah.
The Witches?
The Witches, yeah.
Okay, you've got to tell me more about them.
Oh, wait.
Who were they, and how did they shake things up?
The Witches were this group of female remote viewers.
Okay.
And they really brought a whole new dynamic to the program.
Interesting. So they were like, what, pushing the boundaries of
what was considered acceptable in this world of military intelligence?
They were, absolutely.
Wow.
And one figure who really embraced this unconventional approach,
right,
was Ed Dames.
Ed Dames?
Yeah. He was a former intelligence officer.
Okay.
And he was initially pretty skeptical of remote viewing.
Wait, so another skeptic turned believer.
Exactly.
What convinced him?
Well, they actually assigned Dames to assess the program.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as he delved deeper into the research,
yeah,
and witnessed some of the apparent successes firsthand,
okay,
his skepticism gradually faded.
Interesting.
And he eventually became a leading figure in the field.
Wow.
He was training remote viewers.
Okay.
And he even introduced his own unique methods.
What kind of methods are we talking about here?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Dames incorporated tools like tarot cards into his training.
Tarot cards.
Yeah.
Now that's something I wouldn't have expected.
It might seem a little strange.
Yeah.
But remember, this was a time of intense experimentation.
Right.
They were willing to try anything,
yeah,
that might give them an edge in this psychic realm.
So how did the intelligence community react to these unconventional approaches?
Right.
Was there any pushback against using things like tarot cards?
Well, you know, there was definitely intrigue
Okay.
and a willingness to explore these new avenues, but it wasn't all smooth sailing.
Yeah.
As these programs gained momentum,
Right.
they also attracted more scrutiny.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Even with all those compelling anecdotes we talked about,
Right.
I'm sure the skepticism about remote viewing persisted.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Did anyone try to formally investigate the program's legitimacy?
They did, yeah. In
Yeah.
1988, the Inspector General's team
Oh.
launched an investigation
Okay.
to assess the effectiveness and the validity of these
Well,
programs.
this investigation actually led to the shredding of many documents related to the program. Shredding documents? Sounds like somebody's trying to hide something.
Yeah, it definitely raises some questions.
What happened next? Did that mark the end of the psychic spy program?
It was a pretty significant turning point.
Okay.
The official military programs were eventually shut down.
So it went underground
Yeah, pretty much.
from like government-funded research
Oh,
to
no.
private exploration.
Exactly.
Oh.
But the interest in remote viewing
Yeah.
didn't disappear entirely.
Okay.
Many key figures, including Ed Gaims, continued to teach and practice these techniques in the private sector.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it kind of went underground.
It's amazing how this program, once shrouded in so much secrecy,
Right.
had such diverse outcomes for those involved.
Absolutely.
It really raises a lot of questions about the program's lasting impact
Yeah.
and the individual experiences of these psychic spies.
And that's exactly what we're going to explore in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll delve into the personal stories, the triumphs, the struggles,
Yeah.
and the legacy of these fascinating individuals
Okay.
who dared to venture into the world of psychic espionage.
All right, I'm ready.
Stay with us.
Welcome back. We're wrapping up our deep dive into psychic spies, and this time we're really exploring the human side of all this.
Yeah, it's incredible.
We've seen how these programs began,
Right.
heard about some astonishing claims of success,
Absolutely.
and even encountered,
Yeah.
tarot cards in a top secret military setting.
It's wild.
Now let's focus on the individuals themselves.
Okay.
You know, their experiences, their struggles, and their legacies.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in, the programs themselves and all the details,
Right.
but it's really important to remember that these were real people who dedicated years of their lives to this.
Yeah.
Some of them achieved what they believed to be, amazing results. Others faced some serious challenges,
Right.
and some even questioned their own sanity along the way.
We've talked about General Stubblebine and his quest to enhance his own psychic abilities. But what about the everyday remote viewers? What was it like for them,
Yeah.
to be tasked with using these skills in real-world situations?
We'll take Mel Riley, for example.
Okay, no Riley.
He joined the Army back in 1969
Okay.
as an electronics specialist. Not exactly your typical path to becoming a psychic spy, right?
Right.
But Riley was always interested in the paranormal,
Okay.
and he was really drawn to the potential of remote viewing.
Interesting.
And he actually became one of the program's most successful viewers.
Wow.
He even passed a lie detector test
I
while
gotta.
his experiences.
That's incredible. Riley's story really highlights how these weren't just,
Yeah.
new age gurus or fringe science enthusiasts.
Yeah.
These were soldiers, scientists, intelligence professionals,
Right.
people from all walks of
Yeah.
life who shared a curiosity about this hidden potential of the human mind.
Absolutely. And for many of them,
It
yeah.
wasn't just a job.
Yeah.
It became this profound personal journey.
Yeah.
Riley later talked about how remote viewing changed his entire worldview.
Wow.
It led him to believe in this deeper interconnectedness of everything.
Interesting.
It went beyond just gathering intelligence.
Right.
It was about exploring the very nature of consciousness.
But we can't ignore the potential downsides either, right?
Of course not.
Lieutenant Colonel Jim Chandler, who
Right.
was a key figure in these
Yeah.
programs, he was pretty vocal about the psychological risks involved.
He was, and Chandler's warnings are really important to consider.
Yeah.
He believed that the intense mental demands of remote viewing, combined with the
Yeah.
the uncertainty of the results,
Right.
could lead to some serious psychological strain,
Wow.
even psychotic breaks in some cases.
So thinking back to Mel Riley and him acing that lie detector test,
Yeah.
we believe him.
Or do you think Chandler's warnings might shed some light on what was really going on?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
It's definitely something worth thinking about.
Yeah.
Was Riley genuinely tapping into some extraordinary ability,
Right.
or was there something else at play?
Yeah.
And even if these abilities are real, Yeah. At what cost do they come?
And then there's Ed Gaines,
right?
Who went from, you know, skeptic
yeah.
to believer.
Yeah.
Even introducing tarot cards into the mix.
Exactly.
But he eventually became disillusioned with the program too, right?
He did, yeah. What happened? Dames eventually left the program and became a pretty vocal critic, arguing that the focus on operational success had come at the expense of the remote viewer's well-being.
Oh, wow.
He even claimed to have foreseen global threats through remote viewing and issued warnings about the potential dangers of these abilities.
From champion to cautionary tale.
Yeah, quite a dramatic shift.
It really seems like this world of psychic spies is this place of credible potential.
Absolutely.
But also real danger.
Right.
Where these extraordinary abilities could be both a blessing and a curse.
Exactly. And it reminds us that whenever we explore the unknown, whether it's the vastness of space or the depths of our own minds, we need to proceed with caution, awareness, and a deep respect for the potential consequences.
Well, we've reached the end of our deep dive into psychic spies.
That went by fast.
I know, right? We've covered the history.
Yeah.
The programs.
Uh-huh.
The successes, the failures.
Right.
And most importantly, the human stories at the heart of all of this.
Absolutely.
It's such a captivating and controversial chapter in the world of espionage.
It really is.
The big question that lingers is, what does it all mean?
Right.
Does it point to a vast, untapped potential within the human mind?
Yeah.
Or are these just compelling anecdotes fueled by wishful thinking and the inherent mysteries of the brain?
It makes you wonder. That's something for everyone out there to consider, really.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Where do you stand on all of this?
It's a big question.
It is. The possibility of psychic spies and remote viewing.
It's fascinating.
It really is. It's a question that continues to spark debate.
Yeah.
And intrigue to this day.
Definitely.
As we wrap up this deep dive, we encourage you to keep exploring, keep questioning.
Absolutely.
And keep an open mind to the possibilities, no matter how unbelievable they may seem.
It's an amazing world out there.
It is.
Full of mysteries.
Until next time.
See you.